On Saturday, Occupy Albany was on the move, marching from the city's downtown Central Avenue McDonald's to the state capitol to support Food and Jobs with Dignity, an anti-factory farming initiative that's been around a few years. The group is best known for its trademark Occupy Albany event, weeks of squatting in a city park in solidarity with the 2011 effort that began in New York City as part of the response to the U.S. financial crisis when occupiers converged on Zuccotti Park. The action fostered a return to activism not seen in the U.S. since the late 1960s. The Albany effort included young and old, people from all walks of life. Ultimately, with the coldest months approaching, the protesters were removed by police from their Albany perch. 3 years ago today, UAlbany activist Sharman Hussein told WAMC why Occupy had a special meaning for all college students.
The education system is deteriorating because it's getting privatized, our tuition is getting hiked, as well as all our resources are being cut. We're asked to pay more for less resources, and as students, it is our role to stand up and speak up.
Sunday afternoon, hardcore local occupiers gathered at the Social Justice Center on Lower Central Avenue. During a meeting themed Occupy the Future, the agenda included the role of Occupy, projects to consider, and solidarity to build out. Longtime Albany occupier Daniel Platt says that while the local organization hasn't made front page headlines lately, they're actively plotting a future draft agenda and monitoring fellow activists.
From cyberspace to meet space, you know, real space, more people are doing things. Or at least when you're looking for what's going on, you'll find it.
Platt emphasizes one must look beyond the mainstream media's constant tirade of ISIS and Ebola stories.
In California, there's Block the Boats. People are stopping certain shipments coming in from Israel, so it's a way of anti-apartheid work. There's school walkouts in different regions because of education struggles, whether it be Common Core or in Colorado, where a school board wanted to change education standards towards a more nationalistic bent. There's Ferguson that's flared up right now. More people are getting killed by the police. There's the Rolling Rebellion for Real Democracy.
There's also Occupy the FCC, which is all about net neutrality. And Platt adds there are several ongoing occupations, including the pro-democracy protest Occupy Central, the civil disobedience movement half a world away that at one point saw tens of thousands turn out to rally against the Chinese government's ruling on who can be a candidate in the 2017 elections for Hong Kong's leader.
More mass movements are coming to a head.
People in major cities like Beijing and Shanghai are clandestinely following Occupy Central, nicknamed the Umbrella Revolution, after protesters used the devices to shield themselves from pepper spray. Local activist Sister Honora Kinney, a board member of the Homeless Action Committee, goes right to the movement's roots, shining light on long-standing concerns of occupiers, including raising the minimum wage and restoring food stamp benefits to needy New Yorkers.
You need to build that climate where you improve everybody's situation by improving everybody's situation and not just saying, you know, let the bottom end starve. And I think that, in one sense, for me, was the fundamental insight of Occupy, that 99% or whatever percentage you want, 85% or whatever of the people are being taken advantage of by the 1%, and this is something that has to be fought against.
Occupiers agree the worldwide movement has succeeded in raising public awareness about social inequalities and injustices. They say the mission of Occupy the Future is clear: identify what the nation's principles are, whether we as a people are living up to them, and what can be done to ensure those principles are both preserved and carried out by government leaders. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.